welcome to Associated School Boards of South Dakota's podcast On the Agenda. And joining me with a legislative update again today, I'm Heath Larson, Executive Director, is Tyler Pickner, Director of Communications. Thanks for being with me again today, Tyler.
Thanks for having me on this Friday, Heath.
All right, we're going to break down this last week and kind of where things are at legislatively. It's been a busy week in the Capitol. I guess I'll start off with some revenue and property tax discussion. There's been no formal proposal on Governor Roden's suggestion of the 1% increase in state aid. As we said last time, the revenue projections were up and came in about $30 million more than was proposed in December during the budget address. So we would just encourage all of you to keep an eye on House Bill 1051, which is the state aid bill. In addition to that, we've talked a lot about the budget reserve going to 12.5%. You know, if that dropped back down to 10% or somewhere in between, if it went all the way back down to 10, that would free up approximately $62.5 million. So from a state aid and a school funding perspective, we really have our eye on that as well. There's plenty of debate left, just so everyone's aware of. A lot of property tax bills. I think we're right around 50 or so property tax bills this session. A lot of debate. You know, it's going to probably come down to that final week of session, with each chamber kind of working through different proposals to decide, you know, from a compromise and what comes out of there. But certainly property taxes have been a big discussion this entire session. And, you know, the long and short of it for Associated School Boards of South Dakota has been, we've kept a close eye on the revenue replacement. And if there's no revenue replacement, we've opposed. If there's a revenue replacement, we've monitored those and kind of kept a close eye on those. So any thoughts there, Tyler, what you're seeing on the property tax side of things?
Still a long ways to go. There'll be three more weeks to get there. So we'll just have to keep seeing. I think at this point in time, the House is going to probably send the base of their proposal over. The Senate's going to send the base of their proposal over. And, you know, we'll work to see what the compromise is. On top of that, you've got Senate Bill 96, which is the Governor Roden's plan to allow the counties to instill another sales tax option. And so lots of working parts with most likely this getting decided somewhere in a conference committee of that last week of session.
Absolutely. Now let's take a look and talk a little bit about Bill Tracker, just so everyone's aware. Summary, we have 108 total pieces of legislation we're tracking this year at ASBSD. There's 53 that are still alive this session, which is down 74 from last week. We've killed 43 bills or been part of that. Four have been signed by the governor. One's on the governor's desk, and we have seven commemorations enrolled as well. From a standpoint of support, we have 18 this year of support bills. Seven are still alive. Four have been killed. And then, of course, the commemorations are enrolled. So combining the bills and commemoration, 78% of the supported legislation has been approved or is still alive for us at this point in this 2026 session. We do have 34 or 35 opposition bills this year. 14 of those are still alive and 21 are no longer alive. So we're clicking right along and a long way to go yet in this session. So things will be heating up. And then remember, crossover day is February 24th next week, which is Tuesday. So let's dive right into a few specific bills then for today. And Senate Bill 183, I just want to give a brief update on that. That bill requires school districts to post a notice in their newspaper and also on their website notifying voters via mail or email of a board's upcoming decision regarding or adopting an upcoming opt-out. So in its current form, ASBSD does oppose this bill. It passed the Senate and it's been assigned to House Tax. So just for everyone to keep a little bit of an eye on, it's basically more notice, more stipulations. And then one of the parts we really don't like, we've always been transparent. We feel our boards are transparent. One of the challenges is the notification of voters to every property owner. Email wouldn't be a possibility just based on the way email works to all property owners. And then a mailing could be, it's possible, but that's also a pretty significant burden to our local school districts as well. So 183 is out there. We are opposed to the bill, and we will continue to update you on that, but it is in-house taxation coming up. Tyler, what do you have up next here?
Some good news to end the week. Senate Bill 218, which would have created a charter school system, a public charter school system within the state, was defeated, narrowly defeated. Big shout out to all our land members. We had two land alerts sent out your way, and we appreciate you acting on those because the vote on 218 on its initial vote on the Senate floor was 17 to 17. It needed 18 to pass. It didn't get there. There was a reconsideration vote then today, and that one went 17 to 16 to reconsider, which meant it would have been on the calendar then to redebate. But it not reaching 18 means that the bill in its current form is dead. And so we'll have to wait and see. No idea is actually dead until they've hit the last gavel on the last day. But for now, shout out to our land members for all of your work on that one. The charter school bill has been defeated.
Yeah, we worked really hard on that bill. I was in the Capitol and just get returned from there, actually. That bill was just acted on. So thankful, like Tyler said, to all of you for your engagement and your assistance with defeating that charter school bill. But nothing is done until the final gavel. So we need to keep our foot on the gas pedal and be paying attention to Senate Bill 218 as well, and seeing if anything else comes about because of that. Senate Bill 223 is an opt-out bill that only addresses public schools. It is a bill that we have opposed, certainly. This one lowers the petition signature count and threshold to 5% of the voters who cast a ballot in their most recent regular school district election, or 50 voters. So it really reduces the signature consideration there, which we're opposed to that. And then it's whichever is greater of those two things. And then it does expand the petition submission deadline to 40 days as well from the current 20. So it doubles up the petition timeline on days as well. We do oppose that bill at ASBSD. It passed the Senate and it has been referred to House Education. So we are opposed to Senate Bill 223. We would appreciate your engagement in that bill as well. That is a bad option for our public K-12 school districts with Senate Bill 223.
Another bill that's dealing with school elections and school finances and decisions made by the school board is Senate Bill 229. This bill would require an election if a school board proposes any installment purchase contract, lease purchase, or the issuance of capital outlay certificates that went 10 years or beyond. As we know, a lot of those projects do go 10 years or beyond. And so ASBSD opposes that because now it's saying that if you make those decisions as a local school board, that you now have to take them to a vote of your people. Obviously, we look at that as infringement on your local control, and especially the decision making of a school board, which we know you take into great account all of this school finance issues. But that one has passed Senate Education on a 4-3 vote. It's on the Senate floor. As Heath noted earlier, crossover day comes Tuesday, February 24th. So 229 will be voted on either Monday or Tuesday of next week.
I want to go just about four numbers backwards and talk just quickly about Senate Bill 225, and that's a support for ASBSD. So we wanted to just mention that briefly, but this bill would take interest earnings from unclaimed property trust fund that was established last year, and it would appropriate those funds to the school and public lands, who then apportion those dollars to public schools. And this is a good bill for K-12 education. It's a good bill for vision and future of K-12 education, our students and our schools. It's a long-term plan to fund and help fund our schools, but as the UCPT trust fund or UCP trust fund is anticipated to grow over time, this will be up for vote in Senate Appropriations on Monday, February 23rd. At ASBSD, we have worked hard on this bill. We think it's a good option for it doesn't, like I said, help us tomorrow, but it can really help us in the future. And dedicating those funds to K-12 schools would be a fantastic opportunity for funding for all of our schools across the state of South Dakota. So we encourage your support of Senate Bill 225.
On Monday, as well, in House Appropriations, we've got an oppose. It's House Bill 1168. That's a property tax credit bill. That one says that any property owner can receive a property tax credit for contributing to the education expenses of any child, not a child they're related to, not their own child, what have you, but they can claim a property tax credit of 80% of their property taxes in that local school district are up to $1,000. So ASBSD opposes this bill because that's going to obviously take out the local effort of a school district there. We don't know exactly what that cost is going to be. We haven't seen a fiscal note or whether, one will be requested. Obviously, that estimate's going to be pretty wide ranging because you don't know who or how many people are going to apply for it. But that will again be up in House Appropriations on Monday. We'll be opposing that bill and we'll see what happens from there after the vote on Monday.
Absolutely. And 1168 basically is a voucher-esque bill, really impacts our local schools and would have a negative impact on our local K-12 school districts across the state of South Dakota. So we're certainly in opposition to House Bill 1168. But I think that's going to do it for us this week. We wanted to provide everybody a brief update. It's been busy in the Capitol. We're continuing to keep our foot on the gas pedal and working for all of you at Associated School Boards of South Dakota. We appreciate your membership and we appreciate you being with us today. Thank you, Tyler, for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Heath. Just 3 more weeks to go.
Amen. See you later. Thanks, everybody.